Hi, welcome back to New York Wedding Jam, the podcast for modern couples. Wait.
I think, Jason, at this point, we're just going to, like, assume that that's the name. We'll go with it.
New York Wedding Jam, the podcast for modern couples. Yes. Hey, I'm your host, Jason Alisea. And I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Martine Darniak. Martine, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I've had a bit of a rough week with a few things, but hanging in there. I'm really excited about today. But tell me how your week has been.
You know, also a little bit rough. Definitely excited to have the week complete. It's nice to be on a Saturday afternoon, and always lovely to chat with you.
Yeah, so today's topic, we are going to be discussing non-traditional photography and photographers. And we have a special guest in studio. She is someone who I've been following on Instagram for a very long time. And I think I made mention to her recently, like, if I were getting married today, I think she would be my photographer. I sent her that message. I really meant it. Do you want to introduce her, Martine?
Absolutely. And I also have been following our lovely guest today. So love to introduce and welcome Catherine Cooper from Catherine Cooper Weddings to the podcast. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you so much.
So Catherine, why don't you tell us a little bit about your business and you and how you kind of got here? And we'll talk about all the things today, but wanted to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself to our guests today.
Thank you so much. And Martine, you and I, of course, have worked together. Jason, we have followed each other for a long time. And thank you for your very two kind words. So I am a full-time photographer. And my aesthetic is very vibrant, fun, joyful. But what I really concentrate on is kind of quirky, non-traditional adventure and unique celebrations. I have two separate photography businesses, and I think that actually really helps me kind of concentrate on getting unique perspectives. One business kind of helps the other. So Catherine Cooper Weddings is, of course, my wedding photography business, and then I have Catherine Cooper Photography, which I have had since basically I graduated school, and that concentrates on travel, events, nonprofits, headshots, movie and TV, so those types of things. So kind of doing, you know, unique portraits in places all around the world. Helps me just get creative in my wedding photography business and kind of bring back new ideas from new places.
And I will tell you, Catherine, before we started working with each other and when I just was looking at your profile, so many colorful, beautiful photos in such unique locations, which is one of the things that really attracted me to just the aesthetic of it all. It is definitely very vibrant and bright. And just looked like a lot of fun, which, I mean, I don't know, if you're going to do the wedding thing, like, we want to have fun with it. And I know, Jason, you and I have talked about all the our different, like, things that we love about weddings. But one of the things that I truly do love is ensuring that my couples have a good time doing it. And Catherine, you just always just, it was like, yeah, no, that's definitely going to be fun and interesting and just definitely appropriate for the clients that you photograph. So love your stuff, definitely love your work, and thank you again for being a guest today.
Yeah, I don't know when I made this comment to you, but I think after like a few months of watching your work, Catherine, I think I commented that your work is like candy for my eyes.
Did I pay you to say that?
No, you didn't pay me that
much. Do I have to now?
You didn't pay me that much, but
I'll pay you the royalties. I mean, that's very kind of you, and that means a lot. And I think that's a lot of why my couples choose me. I think there's a way to be very serious about marriage, and I think people should be serious about marriage, but not have a stuffy wedding. And so my couples really come to me and say, hey, this person's really important to me, but we want to do all these unique things and we want to have a blast and we're seeing these people who haven't ever met and we know this uncle's going to be crazy and we want someone who can capture all that and predict the little moments that's about to happen and really capture it in the moment. And that's what I do. And then on top of it, I add my non-traditional creative spins and unique perspectives. And all together, I think they get kind of a one-of-a-kind photography storytelling experience with just a lot of fun thrown in. So I see exactly what both of you are saying. And yes, I always want to capture that joy and fun.
So can you tell us a little bit more when you say, and I know you've kind of touched on it a little bit, but when you're talking about non-traditional, what do you really mean? What does non-traditional photography look like in practice?
Yeah, so a lot of my couples don't want to follow the TikTok trends and the Pinterest boards. I think a lot of wedding photography in the past century has concentrated a lot on very romantic, pretty moments. And to me, I can capture all those, but I think what's much more interesting is bringing out people's personalities and capturing people's personalities. And so I will spend probably more time than the average photographer kind of getting to know my couples and saying, hey, what do you love? You know, this couple loves waterfalls, so we're going to go do an adventure elopement near some of my favorite views and amazing waterfalls. And this couple loves board games and they call themselves geeks. So we're going to, I'm going to kind of set up a photo shoot that revolves around that. Either go capture engagement photos with board games, or they're going to have an awesome, centerpiece, or I'm going to take their ring photos with game pieces. So something that kind of captures them, so it's very unique to them, but also very non-traditional. And then a lot of couples also want me to kind of say, hey, I see this weather moment, or I see this lighting effect, and I'm going to capitalize on it and bring out my lightsaber and do some shots at night, or we're going to go climb a mountain, or we're getting in a helicopter, or the bride is playing with the band. So a lot is around them, or they let me kind of say, hey, I see this in you and I'm going to take it. And they're really cool with that. That's why they hire me.
So when you mentioned that you get to know them, that's part of the planning process. Yeah?
Indeed.
Uh-huh. Now, is there anything that you specifically wish couples to know about planning their wedding in general, with you or in general, when it comes to couples planning their weddings?
Yeah, I mean, I wish people didn't feel that, and Martine, you can absolutely speak to this. I wish people didn't feel they had to do specific things. People see weddings all around the world, and especially in the USA, and say, I have to have getting ready. I have to have robes, and I have to drink, and then we're going to have a ceremony, and it's going to look like every, magazine and photo I've seen, and then we're going to have cocktail hour, and then we're going to dance. And that's just not right for lots of couples. I feel that couples don't need to fall into this trap. They can really do what they want. They can not dance if they want. They can, not have getting ready with a bunch of people. They cannot have a ceremony that looks like how we usually imagine it,
I think that is exactly where I start with all my couples, Catherine. So we are definitely aligned on that. When I have a conversation with them, it's really about, what do you want out of this day? What would make this day special for the two of you? As a couple, what are things that you feel should represent your wedding day in general? And let that be your truth, right? Like, let that be the guiding light for what you're going to do, as opposed to just accepting that, well, this is just how everybody does it. So, like, for example, I have a couple, and they just she does not like dancing. She doesn't like it. She didn't want to. She had no desire to make dancing the main focus of her wedding. Now, of course, there's going to be music, right? Like, there's just, it's just going to have to happen just for background purposes at the very least. But they're going to play games. They're going to play a lot of games because that's what she likes to do. And they've created their own games that we're going to have displayed. And we made that the theme that runs through the thread of the wedding. And now she's so excited. To begin with, she was kind of like, ugh, whatever, I guess. Like, we got a wedding. Fine.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wish more wedding planners were like you, because you've always said, you know, people don't have to do what everyone else does. You make the rules.
Yeah. So I love that you also just incorporate that as part of your process when you're speaking to your couples and part of the thing. So how do you kind of get a better sense of who they are? Some couples are shy, right? Like some, and everybody's not always forthcoming. Some, I've had people say things to me like, oh, I don't know, whatever. I don't know. I don't really know what I like. I'm kind of boring. How do you kind of go about the process of just feeling them out and getting that uniqueness factor that you can then incorporate into the wedding day?
Yeah, well, I say I'm boring too. No, I when I speak to them, first of all, when people inquire with me right on my website, you know, I say, what are your names? What is your, you know, celebration date, your elopement or your wedding date? And what's an amazing adventure you've been on together? And that really gets people started and also helps them kind of get me, that I'm an adventure person. So, you know, talking about travel, I've, you know, traveled and worked in, you know, over 65 countries, I think, at this point.
65? And wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Let's just stop right there. What are your top three countries right now?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay. So, and also, by the way, we know this podcast, I literally returned yesterday from Colombia, and tomorrow I leave for Sri Lanka. So whoa, we timed this podcast. When you asked me, you said March 9th. I said, yes, that is the perfect only date.
Good thing I was on time today.
I know. So we won't, that's behind the scenes. So top three. Okay. I would say Nepal, Indonesia, and Namibia.
Ooh.
For right now. For right now. I mean, pretty cool wildlife experiences or you know, I did some documentary photography with refugees in some of those countries. Got to see lots of interesting people and animals and rainforests. So I love those very in-depth experiences. So,
wow, that's amazing. Yeah, Nepal.
I don't think I could even name 65.
Yes, you could. Yes, you could. So. So travel is obviously something I bond with a lot of my couples over, or getting them started on, you know, a lot of people are also homebodies, and then we bond over board games or video games, and we don't have to bond, but it's obviously nice to have something in common. And the people who reach out to me generally aren't typical. So they generally have kind of a point of view or a theme or something there that they found me through, and they say, hey, you identify with this thing we want. So, you know, a lot of people just speak about memories. Maybe it's memories with specific family members at campfires, and then they're going to have a bonfire at their wedding, you know? So there are so many little things to pick up on. And that also helps people feel that I am customizing my wedding photography to them, which I am. So every single wedding is different. Hmm.
So with that, like, and again, obviously each couple, individuals, but is there something that you would like to shoot that you have not done yet? A scenario, if you will, that you haven't hit on or touched on yet?
I really would love to capture a couple, maybe more for an engagement session, doing aerials, like aerial silks.
Wow. Aerial silks.
You know, hey, yeah, like the if you ever see Cirque du Soleil, you know, people doing... So I think something acrobatic would be really neat. I would also love to do something in some really cool environments. In places I have not been, like in Kazakhstan or in Mongolia, there are some really, really amazing landscapes. I have not done photos on a glacier or in an ice cave yet. That would be really cool. Something where I've always wanted to do something involving like a professional painter and kind of getting in the painting. So for couples who are fine kind of making a mess. So I feel like I have lots of ideas and I just need some couples who are willing to do it, which I've had a lot of before, but there are always more ideas.
Got it. Awesome. Do you take, when you do your photos, are you strictly kind of a New York area photographer? Or do you pictures in other countries or other parts of the country, as it were?
Good question. Absolutely. I am based in New York and California, so I'm bi-coastal. So most of my clients are in, you know, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and then all of New England, or they're in California. That said, I also used to live in the Caribbean and in Hawaii, and I did photography for couples full time there. So I still have lots of clients who bring me in to capture that. You know, last year I was doing a wedding in the Philippines, and I've photographed in several other countries, and it's always so much fun to kind of see the different traditions, you know, in a Burmese wedding and, you know, even a European wedding, which is often very similar, just to see kind of what they do and don't do. That said, I capture things all over. So I photographed in Ohio and Idaho and everywhere I'm legally able to photograph.
So let me ask you a question. Has there been a scenario or a situation or something that a couple or a family has asked you to photograph that has made you feel uncomfortable? Like, I don't like this. I don't want to shoot this. This is not my vibe. Go.
First, let me gulp. Yes. Yes, I'm not going to name names, of course. Mm-hmm. They were celebrations that I ended up not photographing that involved things that did not make me comfortable. And, you know, that said, maybe nude weddings are for some people, but maybe they're not exactly for me. I'm not judging. It seems like it would be really uncomfortable in the heat.
That's right. A lot of sunblock.
I think that's fair. I think that's a valid. That's totally valid.
How about you two? I want to ask that question back to you two. Have you ever had some celebrations where you said, I'm not doing that?
You go first, Martine.
Yeah, so I would say that without naming names, usually it's more of a difference of style. And not I shouldn't even say style, that
like the vision,
like if you don't understand what a wedding planner is for, right? Like we might not make it to the end if it just doesn't feel like, no, because my whole job is to be helpful, right? And if I don't feel like I'm going to be helpful to the process for you, like this is just adding stress for something that doesn't there. I also think that I've had some scenarios where, and this is gonna sound bad and maybe slightly contradictory, but people want to make the wedding not feel like a wedding. And I guess, it's a wedding, right? So, like, there's still going to be a ceremony of some kind or something, right, that represents a union of the two of you. If we're skipping that part, or if we don't want it to feel like a party, or we don't want to include any wedding feeling elements, like we're not going to feed people, we're not going to do anything that might, you know what I mean, like where it gets to
there has to be stage. Food, I mean,
you would think, but that's what I'm saying, like there's just something about it where there's a
Spartan wedding,
yeah. Ooh. Like there's a thread for me that where it has to feel like a wedding ultimately. Okay. You can define that different ways. That doesn't mean all the activities have to be the same. It should be what the two of you want it to be. The other one that usually comes up for me is if parents start to dictate too much and then the couple that's actually getting married has no say. So that always makes me really uncomfortable. Yeah. Just truthfully, I'm always very uncomfortable with two people who are about to like legally tie themselves together, and then it should be about their love and it ends up being about what your parents are telling you. And I don't know, like that makes me a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
On their behalf. Like, you should be able to make some of your own decisions, and parents should have learned to accept that. So like, for me,
right,
that, and everybody's got a different story. There's always backgrounds and circumstances and everything else that comes into it. It's just, for me, it doesn't sit as naturally.
Yeah. I think for me, there really haven't been too many or any circumstances where I said, I'm not going to entertain this inquiry or go further with this client. But there are a few clients who I've, potential clients who I've met, who come to me with a particular vision in mind with videography. And so I'm more of a documentary style videographer, capture things as they happen without staging things too much, right? Except a portrait session. But I've had clients come to me and they have the video already shot in their minds. They see all the scenes, they have everything set, and they want, or maybe they've seen someone else's video and want me to shoot and make that for them. And so I can't do that. That's like going to Taylor Swift and saying, I want you to be Beyonce for me. Well, go hire Beyonce, right?
Right.
She does one thing and the other artist does another thing. Like, I can't create what's in your mind. Or maybe somebody can, but I certainly cannot. And so she had an entire video already planned out, and I just would not even continue the conversation. So in terms of comfortable, I think I'm pretty flexible and open. And would I shoot a nude wedding, Catherine? Maybe, with a lot of sunblock.
Look, exactly. It's a lot of sunblock, and I think there are different rules for the media team. So I'm not saying a definite no. It's just that these particular instances, and yes, it happened more than once, the couple was maybe not, and their expectations maybe not aligned with mine. So.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like that couple is pretty non-traditional, if you ask me.
Absolutely. Just there, you know what? Non-traditional also has a spectrum.
Right.
Yes, it does. Well, Catherine, thank you so much for joining us today on this New York Wedding Jam, the podcast for modern couples.
Oh, you're so smooth, Martine. You are so smooth. Wow.
We appreciate you joining us today, and we hope to have you back again another time. Any final thoughts before we drop off?
I am just delighted I got to be here, and I think that, you know, I have to say, in the past even 5 years, I think celebrations have gotten so much cooler. I think the inclusive nature of weddings, and the fact that, you know, probably a third of my couples are LGBTQ and fusion and multicultural, I just think weddings, people being okay with combining cultures and colors, have just gotten so much cooler than they were 15 years ago. So I love that you're doing this podcast, and I think the modern couple, and Jason knowing how to say New York Wedding Jam, I think it's just really cool. It's really cool, and we're all in on it. We're all seeing this journey.
You know, speaking of journey, you know, this is a podcast that Martine and I started together, and we talked about having guests, and I can speak for myself, but I think I speak for Martine as well. We're very excited that you are our first guest.
We have not
had another guest on the podcast. So
first and last guest. No, I'm kidding. Well, thank you so much. I'm very honored, and it was super fun, and I hope we all get to speak and I'm looking forward to your future episodes.
Thanks so much. All right, guys. Well, Catherine, thanks again, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye. Ciao.